Well, well, hello, hello, hello. This is The Shady Groove. You're listening to The Shady Groove. This is Ryan, and coming back at you with another podcast. This is podcast number 77, and it's been a little, almost a week since our last podcast, the Halloween podcast. A lot has happened. Feels like a long time since I've talked to you last. We reelected a president. Still recovering from the aftermath of the Hurricane Sandy and the nor'easter that followed. There's a lot of things going on, and still got some great music running around out there, and we're gonna hear some of it today. So we'll hear a little bit of Devendra Banhart. I don't even know how to say that. I'm sorry. It was Devendra Banhart. I said it correctly. So some good stuff from him. Dr. Dog, Neil Young, some Jack White. Don't know where it's gonna go from there. So stick around and keep an eye out next week. This is the podcast right before the Thanksgiving podcast, which is gonna be coming out next week. So stay, keep tuned to the Shady Groove and check out the podcast that'll be coming next week as well. But this week, let's keep it here. We got some great music for you, and I'm gonna play it right now. So let's kick it off right now with Devendra Banhart, Baby.
Gently slam them in a doorway, put my face into the ground. I want love to murder my own mother and take her off to somewhere like hell or up above. And I want love to change my friends to enemies, change my friends to enemies, show me how it's all my fault. I won't let love disrupt, corrupt, or interrupt me. I won't let love disrupt, corrupt, or interrupt me. Yeah, I won't let love disrupt, corrupt, or interrupt me anymore. I want love to walk right up and bite me, grab a hold of me and fight me, leave me dying on the ground. And I want love to spit my mouth wide open and cover up my ears and never let me hear a sound. I want love to forget that you offended me, or how you had defended me when everybody tore me down. Yeah, I want love to change my friends to enemies, change my friends to enemies, show me how it's all my fault. Yeah, I won't let love disrupt, corrupt, or interrupt me.
sounded a little bit familiar. The drum work and the voice there. That was the Strokes drummer, Fabrizio Moretti, and Los Hermanos singer Rodrigo Amarante. They created this band called Little Joy in 2007, and they came out with an album. It was Pitchfork Media hailed it as one of the sweetest, most listenable, consistently enjoyable records of the season. Really cool album. I just got it, started listening to it, and that was really good. So that was called The Next Time Around by Little Joy. Before that was Dr. Dog doing a track called How Long Must I Wait off of their 2012 album Be the Void. Jack White before that off of his new album Blunderbuss doing a track called Love Interruption. And we started this podcast off with Devendra Banhart doing Baby off of his 2009 release What Will We Be. So, good music. Let's keep it rolling. This is Willie Nelson, Shotgun Willie.
Shotgun Willie sits around in his underwear, biting on a bullet, pulling out all of his hair. A Shotgun Willie's got all of his family there. Well, you can't make a record if you ain't got nothing to say. You can't make a record if you ain't got nothing to say. You can't play music if you don't know nothing to play. A Shotgun Willie sits around in his underwear, biting on a bullet and pulling out all of his hair. A Shotgun Willie's got all of his family there. Klan. A 6'5" John T. was a hell of a man. Made a lot of money selling sheets on the family plan. A Shotgun Willie sits around in his underwear, biting on a bullet, pulling out all of his hair. Shotgun Willie's got all of his family there.
Oh, that style like you now can find. A doctor of the heart and a doctor of mine. If you like a country with a boogie beat, he's a man to me. If you feel like the sound of shuffling feet, he can be beat. Oh yeah, if you wanna feel real nice, just ask for
That last one was Deer Tick, going back to their 2007 album War Elephant. That was Baltimore Blues number one. Before that was Little Feet of their 1976 album Hoy Hoy, doing Rock and Roll Doctor. And the Velvet Underground before that doing Rock and Roll off their Loaded album in 1970. Willie Nelson started it all off with Shotgun Willie off of the album of the same name in 1973. It's said that Willie actually wrote that song on a napkin in the bathroom of his hotel room, and it ended up being the track that the album was named after. So good stuff. It's about midway, so let's do the midway jam. This is Neil Young, Crazy Horse, doing a new one off of their Americana album. It's called Oh Susanna, the old minstrel, folk minstrel. And he puts definite, really cool new twist on it. So check it out.
My banjo on my knee. displays of affection and all good intentions. Why don't you just send me the bill? Don't forget the flowers someday, I know you will. Lately you've been taking me way too seriously. Can't ever explain why I don't feel your pain. I'm not over you. Don't forget the flowers someday, I hope I do. Try my patience, try pink carnations, red roses and yellow daffodils. Don't forget the flowers someday, I know I will. Don't forget the flowers someday, I know I will.
Dead Flowers, the Rolling Stones classic off of their Sticky Fingers album in 1971. Wilco before that doing a track called Forget the Flowers off of their 1996 album Being There. Before that we had Monsters of Folk, the American supergroup consisting of Jim James from My Morning Jacket, Connor Oberst, and Mike Mogus from Bright Eyes and M Ward, and half of the group She and Him, basically. That was a track that they did called The Right Place off of their self-titled album in 2009. And we started that block off with the Midway Jam, which was Neil Young and Crazy Horse doing Oh Susanna off of their Americana album in 2012. Oh Susanna, as we all know, is an old minstrel song by Stephen Foster. We've all heard about it with the Susanna with a banjo on my knee. So it's pretty cool, cool track that he did there. Real cool version that they did. We only got a little bit left for you today, so we're gonna play for you the Shins, some Tom Petty, and we'll close it off with a little Ringo Starr and the Gourds. So let's hear the Shins do a New Slang. We'll be right back.
It's alright if you don't. I'm not afraid of you running away, honey. I get the feeling you owe. There is no sense in pretending. Your eyes give you away. Something inside you is feeling like I do. Is it all there is to say?
The No-No song. It's his cover of the Hoyt Axton and David Jackson song, and it was actually included on his 1974 album Goodnight Vienna. Before that was Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers doing their first single off of their debut self-titled album. It became a top 40 hit in the United States. It was a track called Breakdown. And we started that block off with The Shins doing a track called New Slang off of their O Inverted World album in 2001. So that's about all the time that we have for you today here on The Shady Groove. So we're going to be checking out. Leave you today with Gorge, just like we always do. And we're going to leave you with the Gorge doing a cover of a Ringo Starr song. So hope you had a great time today, and keep listening to The Shady Groove. This is the Gorge doing Don't Pass Me By. See ya.
Listen for your footsteps coming on the stairs. Listen for your footsteps, but they don't arrive. Waiting for your knock there on the front door. I don't hear it. Doesn't mean you don't love me anymore. I hear the clock ticking on my mantel shelf. See the hand. But I'm by myself. Wonder where you are tonight. Why by myself? I don't see you. Doesn't mean you don't love me anymore.
Don't pass me by. Don't make me cry. Don't make me move. Do you know, darling, I live only you. You'll never know it hurt my soul. I'm gonna hate to see you go.
I'll take Keith over Ringo any motherfucking day!